Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and good morning to you, Neil. We're here at a different time than normal today. We're trying out the 9 a.m. slot in the Pacific Coast. Those of you who are on the East Coast, obviously it's noon, but we're testing this out. So hopefully people know we're broadcasting today. Welcome
why
to the show.
Are we testing
show.
It?
Well, because it's a, I think it's a better time.
You get it. I mean, I don't think it's because we don't get callers. We get callers.
Oh, yeah, we get lots of callers on the 10 a.m. slot, but we're just trying to figure out maybe a more convenient time in our life.
Yeah.
In our lives to do the show. But, you know, it might take some trial and error to determine whether or not it's going to be busy at this time slot or not. So we'll probably do a few shows and see where it goes. But today we are discussing the universal concept versus the ego. And of course, taking your calls for psychic readings, the call in number 914-338-0164. And we invite our guests or our listeners rather to call in and do press one. So we know that we want to speak with you. We've got some callers in the queue. We're going to be getting to your calls after we talk. So that's in about 10 or 15 minutes. We did start a little late today, but a little late in the new slot. So we apologize for that. But we are here now and invite you to also join us on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook, and on Twitter. We love making new friends, and especially new friends that we help here on the show. So we do invite you to send us a friend request or like Neil Baker Psychic, send us a friend request at Neil and Kristen Baker, and you can follow us on Twitter as well. Okay, 562-596-7818 is the number to call after the show if you would like to discuss further what was discussed on the show or anything else. And again, 914-338-0164 is our call-in number. Universal concept, Neil, versus the ego. You know, we talked a lot about karma last week, and sometimes our karma is being too involved in the ego, so we don't even get to reach these higher principles in terms of our understanding or
our understanding or our higher
concepts. I'm repeating the word concepts, but.
But when we look at the aspect of the universal concept versus the ego, I like to sort of put it this way. You draw two circles, and one circle you put in all the things you want for yourself, things that are important to you in terms of your own individual life. Those are your interests, your
relationships,
hobbies, your pursuits.
Career.
That's still
creativity.
Basically in the circumference of the ego. It's not good or bad. It can be good. It can be bad. It's just, but it's centered, the nucleus of it, the center of it, the hub of it, if you will, is the ego. And those are the aspects of what we equate as ego. Now, we're not signifying that the ego can't grasp universal concepts. Like a person may say, well, you know, I really want to help the world. So as much as somebody might want to be an actor, I want to be a great, a great humanitarian. Now, is that thought, because it goes outside of the self, considered a universal concept? Well, in intellectual content, yes. Intellectually, it is a higher pursuit of the ego, which brings itself closer to a universal concept, because a universal concept is not really entwined in the self, if you will. A universal concept is more or less defined as, I am an individual of the universe. I'm not an individual of my psyche or my ego or who I am, which are very important. We're not minimizing that. I'm a firm believer in the ego. But when we're looking at the objectivity of what a universal concept is, we're getting into the idea that you're already on the planet with cosmic consciousness. You're not striving to be a humanitarian because it will make you feel better, or because you are concerned for the world and for people, which are very good things, but still, that's the higher part of the ego.
Right. So,
you go ahead.
No, well, I was going to say that, you know, regarding the ego, as you're saying, Neil, you don't have to put aside your goals, your dreams and desires to hold a universal concept. And that's kind of the magic of it. The fact that you're still holding your desires, but you're in that higher vibrational state.
Well, yes, but this brings up the idea of what these two circles are involve. The universal concept circle isn't going to have anything to do with your pursuits.
Mm-hmm.
Those are exclusive to the ego energy. So if you're putting these two circles out in front of you and filling them up with little, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, et cetera, statements as to what constitutes that circle, the ego can involve humanitarian pursuits. The universal concept, now that's a sacred circle. That circle has to be defined as the attitude that what you are doing is for not the worldly concept, but the cosmic concept, that there is a greater journey beyond the life journey that we have, whereby we put content into that journey, and we see all life as totally one existence. Now, this requires a higher part of our brain, because it brings us to the concept closer to God is one. We are God. God is one. We are one with the universe. Now, if we're one with the universe, we're not talking about the world anymore. You can be very high in your aspects and still be at one with the world and still have very admirable and commendable attributes and things, traits. But if you're in the universal concept, we're not even on the planet anymore. We're not conceptualizing our existence according to the Earth.
So, I mean, you're talking about being humanitarian, for instance. So being humanitarian on a world level, and that world consciousness is something totally separate than a universal consciousness. It's the desire, the motivation to be a humanitarian is based on something far beyond any worldly
humanitarian
motivation.
Well, the term humanitarian on a universal concept would be much different, because it's not humanitarian. We're getting beyond humans.
So we're talking about the soul.
We're talking about the soul and the journey of the soul. Now, of course, this is an exciting exploration, because what it means is to us as humans is that we're getting into the cosmic part of our brain. We're getting into the part of our brain that is no longer connected to the planet Earth. We're getting into the part of our brain that has a memory cell about the cosmos and the universe and beyond, the astral realm, other planets, other dimensions, angels, et cetera, et cetera. This is well beyond any concept of the earthly planet, but insofar that we are living on the planet, those concepts still come into our brain, and we can incorporate that within our physical life. So it does require that you deeply study the cosmos. And what I mean by that is spirituality, the astral realm, the journey of all forms of existence. And once you absorb that, you suddenly come to this place where you say, oh my God, this life is beyond the planet. What is existence beyond our realm? And when we meet in that zone, then we come back to the planet with divine knowledge, and we act accordingly to that divine knowledge. Some of our greatest teachers, including Christ, he kept saying, I'm not of this earth. Hey, you guys I'm a humanitarian. I love, I care, I heal, I do all these things, but I'm not of this earth. And so that concept is mind-blowing. If he's not of this earth, but he's living in the earth and doing what he's doing, then where is he coming from?
Right.
What is that other realm? And that's the universal concept. Now, that part of that is in all of our brains. We all have that just because we all have souls.
Right. So some of us are going to have more access to that consciousness than others. And karma will be one thing that blocks or promotes the connection.
Yeah, because karma brings us back to the planet with issues.
Right. If we're worried about our survival or our connection to others, relationship, or our creativity, whatever it is, our balance, then it's going to be more challenging, obviously, to hold a concept.
Yes.
And there can be elements in the birthday code where there are, you know, higher numbers and lower numbers, and there can be a battle, that duality between. So, you know, sometimes people come up, reach a higher understanding, and then they crash right back down to the ground again.
Great. Yes, I agree with that. Yes, that's all absolutely true. And it isn't to say that when I'm doing a reading with somebody and they're desperately want something, whether it's in career or a relationship or a home, I'm in there with them. And we are too, as a team. When we work as a team, we are with everybody that we deal with. And that is a complete concept in and of itself. However, when we get into other aspects of what people are seeking, because everybody is seeking different things, when we get into the aspect of someone speaking of spiritual knowledge, not really concerned about their occupation or their home or their relationship, which we're not minimizing, then we're getting into more of the aspect of universal concept. And this requires the application of a different form of energy, because now we're in the highest realm of the energy field. We're beyond the seventh chakra of the crown of the head. We're in the astral realm of conversation, which involves a whole different vocabulary. It's a fascinating venture and phenomena to experience, because it brings up different concepts of existence other than the worldly concept.
Right. And we're not saying that those who experience problems in issues on the planet are not going to reach a higher universal concept, because many people will be in the worst sickness, have horrible problems with their foundation, you know, maybe homeless, but they're still connected to spiritual energy, and that's the guiding force in their lives. So when you come back to the planet, you're going to be impacted with karma no matter what, but it's how you maintain your attitude throughout the karma.
Great. Yes. The attitude is an important aspect. And so you have a new car, you're driving it, it's got all the features. Well, what's going to be the most important is how you drive that car, your attitude while you're driving. So it's not so much the vehicle we are put into. It's not so much who we are, what we're composed of, how rich we are, how poor we are, what kind of bad luck, good luck we have. It's the general attitude. I would rather drive beside a guy in an old, broken down car who observes the rules of the road than a flashy billionaire in his
Maserati
$500,000 car that doesn't give a hoot about the traffic rules. Attitude is so much important. The low will be high. The first will be last. The last will be first. The meek shall inherit the earth. All of these concepts are about the question of attitude. So meek just doesn't mean powerless. Meek respectful. Meek means knowledgeable.
Humble.
And humble because of the source that, well, we get back to this aspect of the soul. God supposedly, by text, breathed a soul into our bodies. This gave us access to the astral realm above all other creatures of the planet. So as much as animals and everything else are divine, and believe me, Chris and I, we worship our animal spirits, but not to the point at which we can't decipher what is the difference between the soul that God put into a human being, which gave access on a free will basis to the very possibility that we enter an eternity that is forever higher in form as we experience our development.
Okay, Neil, let's pause there. We can continue this on Friday if we choose to, but we do have some callers, so I think we should get to them. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. Our first is from 831. Hello.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for being patient. You've been waiting a while, so glad you stuck around. What's your name?
Christina.
Okay.
C or K?
C-H.
C-H, yes. That's what I've got. Okay, Christina, and you're calling from? I recognize the area.
California this morning?
Yeah. California. And Christina, what is your birth date, please?
2/20/68.
Okay. And you're a 30 equals.
No, okay.
Wait. 2/20/68, 4/14. Yeah, 28. What is wrong with you? Okay. So you're a 28/10/1. Christina, have we spoken with you before?
I think I've spoken to Neil, but it was a few years back, maybe four.
Four? Was it on this show or another show?
I couldn't remember. It was quite a while.
Okay. Well, yeah, because I don't recall you. And usually I remember. Okay. What brings you here today?
I'm not sure what kind of question we're allowed to ask.
You're allowed
to
ask
anything,
whatever you want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just was wondering about my health, if you see it improving.
Okay, there's a health problem. And you are, how old are you?
48.
Yeah, 48, which is interesting because that's her 2/2 and her 8.
Christina, as I feel your energy, I don't recall having talked to you, but as I feel your energy, there's something kind of strange going on in my sensation here. And I don't know how this might apply to whatever health concerns you have, but and how things might manifest in the body, but I'm seeing something that is kind of hostile in terms of the environment. So I don't know if there's anything environmentally that could have impacted you that might be part of your concern regarding the question of health. You know, we have toxins in the air, we have household things. I don't know. There's just something about the, quote, environment that I want to start with in terms of what possibly could be concerning you. Now, on any liberal level, could the environment be a factor in part of your concerns?
I'm thinking yes, because there's a lot of portals in my home, and when I'm sleeping at night, I saw something come out of a wall, lean forward and lean back in, a like misty swirl of fluorescent green light above a doorway into my daughter's bedroom. And in the hallway, once I opened up my eyes, and it just looked like another world. And so I know the hallway is a portal. So I'm thinking when we moved in here, the woman who lived here for 40 years was so angry, isolated, alone, that probably a lot of that energy is here, and I've been here for 13 years. So I always say a prayer that the house is filled with angels and that love, patience, grace, forgiveness, integrity, joy, courage, value, self-worth. I keep going on and on, just radiate throughout the house and on every blade of grass an angel from the divine light just to bring healing and blessings. And I do it quite frequently because I feel like this house in this area has a lot of negativity.
Okay. And okay. So far we're working on a pretty good, dependable platform here. When that experience is going on, what sometimes occurs is, one, someone suffers from sleeplessness, nightmares, there may be migraines, there could be a little bit of a heart condition, a heart rhythm condition, or there might even be something.
All of the above.
Yeah. Can you explain what the above are?
Everything you just said. I get a lot of visions, and then I'll watch it come true, and I'll look up what the symbols are, because I last dream I had was of lions, and like the male lions, which is they were trying to come after me, but they didn't get me. And then once I killed a tiger with my bare hands, that was just wouldn't stop coming after me. So I felt like I needed to really face a lot of fear and realize that I have more power than I'm realizing, because I just look it up and I kind of ask what's going on in my life and how does this apply, and I'll look up on the computer dream interpretation, and it's amazing what comes up, you know. So other things, I just know if I see tornadoes, it's never good. It's either people around me or it's with myself, depending on if it comes down on me or around me.
Yeah. Anything with the, just real quick, because for other callers, anything with the heart or the...
Yeah, the heart, a lot of chest pains. And it'll go out of rhythm,
okay,
high blood
yeah,
pressure, and then it's normal when I leave the house.
Yeah. You have something in that home. Oh, and does your daughter have any nightmares?
Yeah, and well, she sees people, and I mean, okay. I see people and something that looked like a jellyfish, kind of.
Okay,
it was just really weird.
So, Christina, real quickly, just to give you a little bit of radio information, because the readings are short
sure.
on the radio. The elements of the astral realm does involve also negative forms that we manifest in our brain as animals or tigers, things chasing us. They're typically negative astral inhabitants that are somehow either attracted to the home, they gravitate towards the home, there's something in that home that is prompting them to psychically attack it. So, and then the individuals who have their own energy fields, they'll go after those too, like a mosquito. So either the home itself needs to be addressed with a qualified person, not sage, not someone who's going to say, go to the light.
No salt.
These things are not going to work. When these people say, go to the light, to these entities, they laugh at them. They really do. I mean, a human being doesn't need to tell an entity where a light is. So that's just silly. And sage is, to me... is not really that effective, because I've done it just to see if it would work. And I'm an old guy, so I've done all kinds of things, and I don't count on things like that. There's a different way to clear a home, which I really can't get into. Well, probably, maybe Chris and I will do a radio show about how to clear a home. That might be a good topic. We'll think about that. But there's nothing really to be in fear of. In the meantime, use positive energy, direct high language in your conversation. You can say the word be gone. You point your index finger around the room and you say be gone. That energy field from the voice and the command of your voice and the command of your vision will go. There's little chakras in the fingers, and so that can work too. I would love to go into more detail, but we've got more
callers.
You're
we've
invited
got a,
to call back, or you can call
the private number. That's 562-596-7818. But hopefully that's a good introductory to dealing with what's going on in your environment.
Thank you. I really appreciate your insight, and I'm looking forward to hearing possibly a show on how to properly cleanse a house.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah,
bless
it's difficult.
You
thank you so much, Christina. It's difficult on your own to clear a house. You've got to know what you're doing. So it will be helpful if we can provide information for sure.
Yeah, we
but
can do a show on that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we have two callers from 561. So the first is 561212, and then our other follows. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Who's this?
Lena.
Lena. What's your birth date again? I don't remember it. I think she's also 28/10/1, but
March 7th, 1962. Yes, I'm a Destiny 1.
Yeah. She's March 7th, 1962. What's going on? And we. Could you talk right into your phone? Because there's a lot of static on the line.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I had a problem. Friday, I got fired on a job I had started just a month ago. So I left the job to go there, and people were very unreasonable. They wanted me to do things that I didn't want to do against my license. So
what kind of work?
They fired me, company management. They even paid for my license, but and I wasn't licensed yet to do the things they wanted me to do, so they were mad that I wouldn't do as they said, so they fired me.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear
what
that.
What kinds of things?
What, yeah, what
example,
were the...
Without giving it, but don't give any names to anybody, but what were they wanting you to do?
Well, just certain duties of a manager that I really wasn't licensed to do, and I would have been, you know, more willing to do the job when I got my license and when I was paid, but they wanted to just use me.
Well, you know, I'm not sure, Lena, what the rules are regarding the strict license codes, but obviously you're making an attempt to follow those, what you believe are those codes, and that's admirable because you're trying to work within the restrictions of what a licensed versus a non-licensed person would do, and you don't want to abuse anything regarding your, quote, license. So you're taking an individual responsibility in the conduct at your work, which is admirable. And if it got you fired and you were truly being in the right, well, you know, then I guess in a way you're suffering for your righteousness. And maybe that's a toxic group to begin with. Because if they're compelling you to do things that go against your consciousness and you're making a stand to be apart from that kind of consciousness that would be negative to you, then good riddance to them.
Right. So I'm wondering what her question is exactly, because are you wondering if you're going to get new employment or how you should deal with so you're wondering about a new job now. Are you able to file unemployment? Lena?
No, because my last job I was paid as independent contractor, so unfortunately I can't qualify to get unemployment. I wish that would have happened.
Okay, so what I see, okay, so your master number is 28 equals 10 equals 1. Your first two numbers, 3-10, are actually divine.
3-7.
3-7 are actually divine numbers. So we've got, we can work with those divine numbers. 3 and 7 are divine numbers. They're on your karmic side. You're 54, but nonetheless, that's your karmic side. The energy you're in right now is a 6 and a 2, numerically speaking. Third eye and 2 is the reproductive energy, but that's also a lot of ego. And you know, there can be some problems in there. You might be going through some karma with that element. So to answer your question, Lena, I think you'll be getting work. You should be getting a job no later than November 10th. No later. Mm-hmm. Around there, between now and then somewhere. The way that I am viewing this, projecting my vision into the future, That's where my throw of the ball is right now. And I want to ask you one thing before we go on to the next caller, just to kind of validate things. Who around you, if you can find that person, who around you is a baseball fan?
My brother, he's a baseball fan. My son, yeah,
okay,
a few people.
That's
okay,
enough.
Well, that's enough because, you know, Chris and I don't really follow the sport, so we're not like big baseball fans that think everybody's a baseball fan. To us, it's not really an intricate part of our world.
It's zero part of our world, actually.
To some extent, but we're not, you know, avid fans of sports. We just have other pursuits. So by me saying that, it's outside of our own realm of conference. So that is a validation for around November 10th. That's my estimated date that you'll get work. Just you follow through on the steps that you do, and work should come in by then.
And you know what's interesting, Neil, is that Lena is 54. So in 2018, she'll be going through another change. That's double her karmic number. She'll be 56 years old in March. So she's
56.
Almost like what, about a year and 2 months away from that.
Yeah.
So.
You know, your name derives from Lena and the swans, which is an old story of mythology, Greek mythology. Lena and the swans, you should read
look
it.
Look it up.
But but then after you read it, don't equate yourself to Lena. It's just the name because the idea that was that Lena made love to the swans. But there's such rich symbolism in those stories that it's I think it was a great.
Yeah, and do let us know if you when you get something or if there's there's any progress, because that helps.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay. Thanks. All right. And we're bringing on, as soon as this call unmutes, another 561. Then we have a few other callers after that. So please keep your place in line. Everybody in the queue will be getting a reading. Who's this, please?
Yeah, hi Neil. Hi Kristen. It's Stacy. And
oh, hi Stacy.
I'm still looking. I'm still out of work. I want to know when you see a breakthrough on this. It's just,
you're still out of work.
You know. Yes, I go on interviews, and it's just like, and the time gap. You know, some agencies look at it, and since there's a time gap, that's also a deterrent.
Yeah, Stacy, 12/26/67 is your birthday, right?
Yeah, I'm saying, do you think I should, like, put a place that I've worked many years ago that closed down on it? I mean, I don't want to lie on my resume, but, you know, I don't want them to be deterred because I've been more out of work. I mean, I've been at my other jobs for many years, but in the past 3 years, I've been more not working than I have been working.
Right.
Well, I don't think you should.
She was supposed to have work by now.
I don't think you should predicate your job approach with, you know, a false claim about your work or where you
work. I know.
No, don't do that. It's not worth it. Don't do that.
That's what I thought, Neil. But one place says that put down, you know, where you've been doing for the past 3 years. And, you know, because I was evasive saying temping, because when they call, you know, I would work, but it's not like that. It's like an interview, direct hire. It's not, the internet took over that. The recruiters aren't doing much, so I'm going out on my own. But,
Stacy, do you recall when I told you you should be getting work by?
It was like, right, within a couple of weeks, wasn't it?
Yeah, Kristen, it was a couple of weeks, and I guess I haven't talked to you. It's been about a month, I think.
Yeah,
that's
what I remember.
Are you, Stacy? Are you at all? Just say yes or no. Are you at all? Is your mother alive?
Yes, she is, and she's got money, and she's not being very supportive. Put it that way. You know,
wow.
I've been called to lose. Yeah, she has money, put it that way, and my brother, and they call me a loser, and they're not very nice.
Okay, so
there's a conflict there.
So I get it. I didn't ask whether she had money or not. I just, first of all, want to know if she's
alive. Oh, we don't mind knowing that.
And then secondly, do you know if she's suffering herself from any health problems?
Well, Exactly. She says, like, her sugar level's up, and she blames it on me not having a job. She's kind of making me feel bad.
What's
exactly.
her birthday? Just real quick. What's her birthday?
Mine is the day after Christmas.
No. Your mom's. No, we have your birthday. What
February.
About your mom?
Oh, February 1st, 1939. She's an Aquarius.
Yeah, well, we're more about numerology here. We don't do astrology. A little bit, but 3/13.
Seven. They're both the same number.
Interesting.
Right?
No, February 1st, 1939.
Yeah. So you're 25, she's a 25-7, you're a 35, 34-7. Same master number, 2-1 is,
There's a lot of interconnected energy between you and your mother. You're about both the same master number. You're by 34-7, that's a little bit more, 34-7s have a little bit more spiritual connection. 25-7s, there's a little bit more controversy in the aspect of their seventh energy. Your month
is her
inverted first 2 days. So what can we say about this? There's obviously.
Do you see when we'll be talking again?
No. Wait a minute. Just listen right now, because I think that there is a issue going on between you and your
mother that's impacting
on a cosmic, karmic level, that is affecting your ability to get this job, because it's getting entwined in the energy field and it's perpetuating conflict. So it's a vicious cycle, but it's a worldly cycle. I keep hearing a little beep.
I do too. It's outside.
Oh.
It sounds like a bird.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
So it's involving a vicious cycle between you and your mother that has evolved over different past lives.
And this can be
a true complication. What we're thinking, Chris and I, is that the attitude of releasing yourself from the energy field of this mother zone might be one of the clues to you resolving this issue and getting a job.
Right, because the mother came in psychically for you, and in the code, you can see that the first and second chakra are involved in the karma between the mother and the daughter. 1-2, 2-1.
That's right.
And this is what is the relationship problem is coming up with the mother, as well as the problem with, it's coming from the computer, the beeping, the foundation problem with her being able to find work. So
She might have a low battery somewhere.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. So yes, what Kristen's saying is right. Stacy,
excuse me.
There's got to be some work done on releasing yourself from some energy field of your mother. That might be not letting her affect you that much. That might be by putting spiritual energy around you. I don't know. I'm not sure, but I'm problem solving this. We're trying to problem solving this for you to see where a different attitude of conflict is coming in, and it's between you and your mother is what we're deciding.
So
You see, my brother came between us, and she takes my brother's side, and my brother is a narcissist person, you know.
Okay, what's his birthday? Real quick, we have to move on in a sec, but what's his birthday?
Okay,
I'm call her from 617, you're next, 617.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, his birthday is January 18th, 1970.
1970, okay. 8, 9, 10, 27, 9.
Well, the nine aspect comes in. The nine aspect comes in by your mother's last number in her year, and there is an attitude there that becomes confused because 9 and 7 is 16 or 7, which brings in a siding of energy. That helps us to analyze the complexity of this triangle.
Right, and he surpasses her master number and the mother's by 2.
Yeah. You see, his and his month is the same one. It's the same number as your one,
and the mother's one.
It's all
karma.
Entwined. This is more of a psychological approach to releasing energy that ultimately connects to you having a freedom from the toxic energy of your family on a psychic level, where you can thereby get a job. If that's done, you can get a job. Wow, it will come. It will pop right up like toast. You'll have it. But these blocks are part of the experience of our life when we have karma coming in that conflicts us and we can't figure out why. And the conflict at your work is a analogy to the conflict within your family, because your work is also a tribal essence of energy. So you're having conflict there too. So the idea would be to get to the root of this conflict that you brought to this planet, and then you're going to be great. You're the same master number as myself. There's no reason why, and you're born 67. Nah, this is not a curse.
Neil's a 7 elitist.
Yeah.
You guys, can I ask something? Are you guys a couple?
Are we a couple? Yes.
Yeah. I just realized that.
Huh?
Yeah, I just realized that. You know, my mom's a psychic, I have to tell you. So certain things, like my father's dead and he was talking to me, telling me he thinks I look like him. My father talks to me. He's a path. Like certain things I could pick up. But my mom is a psychic. And basically, you know, she thinks highly of my brother, I guess. My brother was the favored one. And I guess he puts me down, and I stayed away from him because I didn't want that negative energy, and he didn't want her talking to me. So that's what brought all these conflicts, you know.
Very unhealthy, very, very unfair.
But will she realize my brother's not right? Like, in other words,
maybe not. Probably not.
He's not going to change her. Yeah, you can't correct your mother's energy. What you can do is take care of your energy. That's what I think is the main passage to a healthy living. You're a very sensitive person, so it would conflict.
Yeah,
with you.
If somebody tells my brother I look good, he gets very upset, like, aren't I the better looking one? You know, he's always like, he's very picky. He's still single because he wants a girl that looks like Jennifer Aniston. And I set him up with a girl. I'm not joking. I set him up with a girl. And
you know, I had the privilege of doing a reading with Jennifer Aniston during
a party.
A Hollywood party. And she's a very gentle person, very sensitive person. But needless to say, you know, the attitude here is you need to have an independent clause. And that is that Stacy takes care of herself apart from how you connect to your family dynamics. And that's what you've got to start to understand so you can get to a field of more benefit, reap the highest benefits of your journey. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Stacy.
Yeah,
we have to move on, but we're going to work on the energy for you and keep us posted.
I thank you both so much because I have an interview to go to in just a bit. But you know, I just
We'll put out good energy.
Absolutely.
Maybe you'll get that interview.
Yeah, let us know.
Speech. Let us know.
Okay. Call us. I mean, we. Call us and let us know.
Okay, and I'll tell you about the psychic stuff that I've predicted for friends and stuff. It's really weird how it came up in dreams and everything. I'll tell you. Okay.
Yeah. Do that on the next time we talk to you, Stacy. Okay, good luck today. Okay, take care.
Oh, thank you so much.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, our final caller is 617. Hello. You're on the air. Thanks
hello,
for waiting.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
I'm a first-time caller.
Great. We always love old colors and new, so glad to have a new person. What's your name?
It's Annette.
Annette.
Yes.
Okay, we had an Annette last week, but it was not you. And we have another Annette. So we have a few Annettes. Not a name you hear too frequently
it's
these
French,
days.
Isn't it French?
No, you don't. You don't.
It's kind of odd.
Okay. I don't know exactly how you go about doing your reading.
Well,
so what do you need from me?
Let's get your location and birth date first.
Okay. I am in Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, I like that city.
I love it.
I like it because, well, Edgar Allan Poe.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And you're right there. And he's just, you know, troubled man, but wonderful mystery stories. Father of mysteries,
yes.
They say, but not really.
Yes.
It's a great food city, and the trains are great, and people dress really nice in Boston. I mean,
yeah,
we're in California. People
yes,
are more
we do.
Comfortable. But
I think we're
noticed
very diverse. We're very diverse in the different cities.
It's a beautiful city.
It is.
Okay.
It most certainly is.
So what's your birthday,
Danette? My birthday is April 2nd, 1964.
26, 8?
Yes.
Okay. And Annette, you are 52 years old. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, and it doesn't hurt.
Interesting. Good. So I'll remember that for when I reach that age. but it is painful. Every year seems to be more painful. You climb up the ladder.
I think I'm at my peak. I'm at my best.
That's great. That's
oh, yeah.
great. Annette, you are 52, and actually that's a doubling of her karmic number, 26.
Yeah.
26. So you're going through a change this year.
Yes.
In 1990.
Oh, and in 1990, that you were 26 years old. What happened then?
Oh, gosh. I think, was I getting divorced?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I
divorced.
Was going through. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. I can't remember.
That's okay. Sometimes it will come later. So maybe we'll talk to you again, or maybe we'll remember later in the show. But usually there's a change at that point. That would be 1990 for her. She was 26 years old. And Annette, what's your question today?
Well, my question is that I actually have become attracted to someone who's much younger than myself, which I never thought that would ever, you know, ever happened. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
What's his birthday? Do you have that available?
I have his birthday, but I don't have his year.
Okay, but do you know how old he is?
Oh, gosh, how old is he? He's 35.
He's 35, so we can figure out what's his birth date.
His,
month and day.
February? I think it's February 9th.
Oh, so you're not sure. You're not sure, but possibly February 9th.
Yeah, I know it's February. I know he's an Aquarius. And I believe it's around the 9th or the 10th.
Okay, it's not January.
No, it's
okay,
February.
21.
Yeah, he's how old?
30. He's either 29, 11, 2. If he's 1981, 31, 35. So he was born in 81. So 11, 21. He's the 30 equals 3. If that's the correct birth date, so we're not sure. Mm-hmm. We are not sure.
30 equals 3. You got
that. Well, I added right. For Huh?
Didn't you get 3A?
Oh, yeah, Annette, that's right. Well, Annette, before I asked you your birth date, I wrote down 3 and 8. So 8 was your master number. I didn't know where the 3 was coming from because it's not your birth date. But now I see that he's a 3 and you're an 8.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I wrote that down.
And 3 and 8 is 11, and
which
your first two numbers are 2 and 9, which is 11.
His first two numbers are 2 and 9.
Yeah, his first.
Yeah,
so what's happening?
11.
What happens sometimes, you know, and that we
and she's 64 is an 11.
Yeah, that's right. We sometimes what happens is we go through these zones of past life connections to people, and we have these intense encounters with people. Well, you know what happens then is that after that lifetime is over, one soul goes into another lifetime, the other soul goes into another lifetime, and by the time they finally meet again, the years can be off because of the karma of other intervening lifetimes.
Yes.
So you're probably recognizing him from a past life, but the problem is, if you want to call it a problem, is that, wow, the age difference is a little bit different, and that's due to the karma involving the other lifetimes, respectively speaking. So that could mean that he's got another girlfriend or whatever it may mean. But there's
interesting because he does.
He has another girlfriend.
He's got, well, I'm not his girlfriend. He does have a girlfriend.
So what you're experiencing, he's got a girlfriend. So what you're experiencing is that your deeper soul is recognizing his soul, that you know him, that you've been with him, that you want to be with him again. The problem is that you weren't involved in all those other lifetimes, and he's working those things through as you two are alive on the planet now, and compounded by the fact that the karma between the lifetimes has resulted in, like a almost 20-year difference.
Yeah.
So that's what's caused the problem. What you've got to do is you have to rationalize. A good rational person might say, you know what, this is what it is. I recognize it. It may not work out in this lifetime. You know, an irrational person might do stalking or, oh my God, you know, it's just talk irrationally to the person or to think they become obsessed. So you have to try to balance the knowledge from the actual circumstances of what's going on in this lifetime. The only thing you might be able to do, Annette, is on some level hold dialogue with them and let the dialogue flow without you trying to manipulate it. Just let it be what it is and see what the universe will do to uphold the relationship on the grounds that it is. It could expand. It could come to
flow. 17 years.
But I wouldn't actually provoke anything if the universe isn't permitting it.
But I mean, 17 years difference, we have an age difference. So there's not, you know, age differences, people with age differences can have successful, happy relationships.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know what? And what you're saying is spot on. But I feel that I'm the one that's struggling with it more so than he is.
Oh. Well,
and he's struggling more with his present girlfriend and the issues that are going on between the two of them.
Yeah, he needs to clean that up before he gets into a relationship with you.
Exactly, and that's exactly where he's at. And I feel like I've done so much work on myself, and it's been years. It's been close to 10 years that I've actually been in a relationship with anybody. And what I put out to the universe, I was not expecting this at all. This has truly taken me by surprise. I'm the one that's running from it. He's not.
Oh, well, real quickly, his first two numbers are 2-9. That's an 11-2, which brings on a very intense sexuality. So
yes.
Sexuality is driving him as part of this journey. And so I get the reverse what's going on here. I understand it now. And so that would be driving him towards you, but there's also a different, deeper meaning as to why he's approaching you. So
Absolutely.
There's conflict in him as a person. And it's an intriguing story, probably not finished yet.
Oh, I know it's not finished, but I'm running from it. I'm like,
You're always welcome to call again. We're actually reaching the last 28 seconds of the show.
Okay.
But hopefully that helps. And we, invite you to call back, or you can call 562-596-7818 if you want to explore further than the radio readings can allow.
Absolutely.
And we invite you to join us here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook.
I will. You guys are awesome. Very, very
Thank
good.
Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed it. Okay.
Absolutely. Many blessings to you both.
Blessings to you. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and we're back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific. And we thank you for your participation, callers. Bye-bye.